Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Today's show is brought to you by FanDuel. Sign up online or in the app for a free 1 week trial. Just $4.99 a month for your all access pass. Playing now on FanDuel is seasons 1 through 6 of Dead Zone. This science fiction drama television series starring Anthony Michael Hall centers around a character who discovers he has developed psychic abilities after being in a coma for 6 years.
Hey everyone, welcome to another FanDuel video podcast. My name is Human. I'm here with the great Chris Kelly.
Hey, who?
The man.
And of course,
Brad. He's
outstanding.
On camera.
I'm finally here again.
Thanks
for having me, guys.
It's our producer. All right, our guests today are Rennie and Boston McConaughey.
Hey,
did I say that right?
Yeah.
You got it.
And they are the co-directors on a new film called Alien Country. Okay, so this is a wonderful story. It's not even over. Boston, first of all, and Rennie, tell us what your movie's about and how'd you come up with the story?
Yeah, sure. All right, so Alien Country is a sci-fi action comedy. Yeah, a little cross-genre, but basically, Rennie and I, you know, we've been dating for a while, we got married, and we kind of got tired of the traditional love story you see in film, where, you know, a couple falls in love, they have their, you know, moment of doubt, and then at the end, they make it, and we were just like, you know what, these romance movies get a little repetitive, like, any two amateurs can fall in love, it takes a professional to stay in love, and so we tried to tell a story about a young couple that has been together for a long time and has challenges that force them to basically, you know, figure out what the most important thing in the relationship is, right? And how to stay together. And so long story short, we wrote a story that was a modern day Western. It was about a young couple in the middle of the desert who had an unexpected change in their life. She gets pregnant without planning. And so they're instantly thrown into this chaos of will they, won't they, can they, can't they have a, you know, successful relationship as a child comes into play. And the problem really is that she wants to leave their small town. Meanwhile, Jimmy wants to stay in the small town. She has big dreams. He wants to have the white picket fence, yada, yada. But luckily, in the midst of their turmoil, aliens invade their town. So that turns into the perfect catalyst for them to figure out what's important. And in the end, they figure out that their relationship can survive anything that the universe throws at them.
So are these
alien country in a nutshell?
Sometimes it really is the universe that throws it at you, right?
Exactly.
Are these friendly aliens or no?
Well, there's two different kinds of aliens. We have the body swapper aliens. That's a little bit of a spoiler there, but no, there's aliens that are like humanoid, and then there's straight up monsters, big old glow in the dark evil monsters that eat people alive. So
and human, it's an invasion, so that means that they're not nice.
Oh yeah, did he say that?
Typical fashion, the aliens start at the small towns first, you know.
Absolutely.
So you guys are in post-production, correct? Like,
yes.
The movie's not even done. Where are you guys at right now?
Yeah,
we just picture locked a couple weeks ago, which means the edit that we've been working very hard on for about a year and a half is completely locked. It's not going to move. And it's in sound, music, and color and visual effects. So we've got a bunch of monsters to create and add to the film still. But we're looking to be finished in the next 3 months or so.
Yeah. So the sound design, music, composition, and the color correction will all be done pretty much in the next 6 weeks, 8 weeks here. And then visual effects will take a little bit longer after that.
So, Rennie, you star in the movie. Are you the wife? of the... Are you the star? Are you the star of the movie?
Yeah, I mean, these days you gotta mix yourself into whatever you can, you know? Yeah, I played the lead character, Everly. She discovers she's pregnant at the beginning of the film, and she's got this music career that she's been dreaming of. And actually, she's on her way out of town to go audition for, like, American Idol or something, the equivalent
of
American
Idol. So can you sing?
Sorry, what?
Can you sing?
I do sing, yeah. In my film. Yeah.
Do you have an original song on the soundtrack or anything like that?
Yes.
Exactly, yeah. Oh, it's called, the song's called Now or Never.
Okay.
So, yeah. It's going to be nominated, everyone, for an Academy Award. Right. Keep an eye out for it. How much did the film cost?
Yeah, so we're still in the modified low budget range, and ultimately
remind us that range.
Yeah, so it's, you're looking at $1 to $3 million is where those that falls. But we haven't finished with our with final numbers, so we'll let everyone know after we sell it. I think a funny way to answer that question is, yeah, distributors will want to know how much you spent because they want to spend as little on acquisition as
absolutely
possible.
Yeah.
So we'll kind of keep that the actual numbers a little close to the chest, but. Yeah, it's in modified low budget range. So.
Okay. If you could go back and do one or two things differently with the film, be honest. What would you change? Like, would you change the lead female, or like, what would you change?
No. That was the best business decision.
You trying to get him in trouble?
Yeah. No, absolutely. Cast someone who's invested in the project, because then you don't have to pay him as much.
All right.
What would we do differently? I've answered this question a couple times. I would have hired a lot more people. We did make this film. It's kind of funny because January 2020, we were tired of pitching and not making this film. And we said, come hell or high water, we are making this film no matter what. And then literally hell hit in the form of COVID-19. Everybody knows, worldwide pandemic. And we were fortunate in some ways to film because a lot of people were looking for work and were just wanting to work no matter what. And we were able to film during, you know, late summer of 2020, when there was definitely a window of safety here in Utah. But what's interesting is that we just were wearing 15 hats each. Like I don't know that we've experienced so much exhaustion as at the end of the 6 weeks of pre-production and production combined. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Something I learned, especially in this world is if you're doing night shoots or if you're doing, filming at 4 a.m., right? Like there's the crew and people, they start to get tired at the end of the day. And it's natural. And you have to learn to inspire people no matter what. And if you are getting that shot and everyone's come together and, you know, you have your lighting cues, everything's set, the action set, choreography, whatever it needs to be, if it's ready to go and you roll and you don't get the take, even if everyone's excited, you have to, especially, you know, with everyone's effort put into it, it just hurts everything if you don't take that extra moment and say, guys, we got to get it again. There was a couple moments during production, and there weren't that many on this film, where I knew the performance or something wasn't quite good, but I felt like I didn't want to have to push anybody too hard. I didn't want to hurt anybody. I didn't want to, you know, and not that you have to hurt people, but if you can rally the troops and get them excited, that's what makes world-class, I think, directors, world-class producers, is they can, even at 4 a.m., get a talented crew to say, let's do one more to make sure we've got exactly what we need. Or, you know what, like that, let's get the lighting really, you know, in there so our lead looks, you know, heroic or whatever it needs to be. Let's really dial it up. So that's the thing I probably will try to do differently throughout my career is, even if you feel like you're asking for a little bit more than maybe you're paying the people for, no, but even if you're asking for a lot out of your crew, it only serves everyone's, combined effort to make sure you get it on the day. We've done some reshoots and things for things that like we didn't quite nail on the day. And that just costs money. It costs so much money to have to go back and do things again. So even if you go, we actually didn't go over time, except for maybe one day we went 15 minutes over on a day, which is pretty nice. Yeah. But if you're going into that 15 minutes, it might be 15 minutes. You might have to pay overtime for everybody, but that's better than trying to bring everybody back, 6 weeks later and do it again. So,
So you guys are going to do something to distinguish this film, to have it rise to the top. Tell us what that is.
So Alien Country, and one of our talented actresses in the films was Rachel Brooks Smith. She's just incredibly talented actress, dancer. She's from Center Stage. She was in Iron Man 2. And she said, what indie filmmakers miss is that they're not just building a brand, a single product, right? They're not just building a single movie. They're building a brand. And so Alien Country, we're building out a video game for the actual, in the world. There's also, you know, there's games that are associated. There's kind of a card game version of that that we prototyped. But we're making Alien Country not just a one-off film, but it will be something that can spin off into a series. It can be something that can kind of live on, you know, in the greater world. So that might, you know, it's essentially what every Hollywood, you know, studio tries to do with all of their properties. But I think a lot of the reasons that doesn't happen in the indie world is it takes, you know, some really creative thinking, and it takes like a lot more resources. So we're just trying to keep building it more as a brand than just a single film.
You guys have a YouTube channel where you show your journey well before today. What's that YouTube channel so that people could see what it took to get to this point?
Yeah, it's called Indie Film School. We actually started this YouTube channel about 10 years ago together when we were just dating. And it started off as like these gamer versus channel, which was really fun to make. Again, kind of in the sci-fi action realm. But we posted a video a couple years ago that where the tutorial for the video that we made actually performed better than the video itself. So we like had this kid in an X-Wing and he flew off out of his house and it was really cute. But people were super interested in how we made the video and not necessarily the video itself. So that's something that we took to heart, and we took the data and we applied our content. We changed our content dramatically, actually, in that we're vlogging now and we're talking about our process and we're providing tutorials for how we create what we do instead of just what we do. Because the movie's going to come out and most people will probably watch it on Netflix or watch it on Hulu or wherever it lands, and they'll see it the one time, but then they can go to the YouTube channel and see our backstory or our journey, or they can see the behind the scenes of one of the, I mean, we've vlogged and talked about every single day on set, you know, into the middle of the night, what it was like to be filming. And that's pretty rare these days, especially on the indie side, I think.
Well, and that feedback loop, I think, is going to be more and more of what people expect from filmmaking. And it's great that you're out front. I think you're right that it's rare right now, but I think it will become increasingly common.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it comes down to resources. You know, Peter Jackson was doing it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's awesome if you can share your journey with your fans, and then share like the basically talk about the reason you make your art, but then also show them the craft behind it. I think there's no better way to inspire other artists, but also just connect with your audience.
Yeah. So your next, when you get the $1 billion check from Amazon next time to build this out.
It'll, exactly.
Right.
Let's end with this. And, you know, honesty counts here. How was it working with your husband or your wife? Like, you know, was it difficult?
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
I mean, it's like we wouldn't be married if we didn't love it, right? I think
In a way, we kind of don't know anything different. When we met on a movie set, I was an actress in a little film. I played a sassy nurse, and he ended up being the first assistant director on the set. And then the director's wife actually went into labor on the very last day, so he ended up directing. And so we met in a work environment. We started this YouTube channel, and we started bootstrapping from the beginning. And so while there are definitely highs and lows to working together, we kind of don't know anything different. And when it comes to my acting and performance and even like auditioning, I don't trust anyone more than I trust Boston in terms of direction, because he knows when I'm faking it.
We talked about this on Alien Country. There was our script supervisor was like, man, you really like don't give Renny breaks. And I was like, well, I just know if it's not a real performance, you know, like I could just tell and, you know, for better or for worse. But I think also equally, Renny pulls out the best performance and the best work ethic in me. She inspires me to want to do more and want to create at a higher level and, you know, and be worthy of her creativity and her talent. So I think that, you know, we push each other, and it's rare maybe to find those, but I also have found so many other couples who find that they actually love being in business with their partner. And I think that's for us is true. And if it works out for a lot of people, great. You know, if it's not a lifestyle for everybody though.
We did have a massive meltdown in the
Okay, good. Fine. Thank you, Renny, for the honesty. I want to hear the fight. Let's hear about the fight.
So we were doing actually one of our pickup days. And here's another thing I would have done differently with this movie is we shot with so many vintage cars that stopped running on us at some point. Or like these Demolition Derby cars that have just been beaten to death, not just by our movie, but by actual Demolition Derby cars or Demolition Derbies. And so we're doing this pickup day, and we're just literally, you guys, we're trying to save every single penny that we can. So we decide that we're capable to like haul and drive up these vintage police cars by ourselves onto like a flatbed, right?
Oh.
But the problem is one of these police cars stopped going into reverse. And so it's like we spent all day shooting. It's like 11:30 at night. We're at some random hotel in the middle of nowhere, Utah. I kid you not. It's in the desert. And we're literally trying to like drive this police car onto a flatbed, and the flatbed's not connected correctly. Like I look back at one point and Boston's driving up, and I see the flatbed literally like do one of these. And I was like, wow. Stop, come back. And then finally, when he gets on the flatbed, it's like crooked and not balanced. So we had to figure out how to, you know, inch it back by like pushing the car in neutral and like steering it. And I think it was probably about midnight where we were both like screaming at each other. I was like, we can't drive home tonight. We're going to break down in the middle of the road. And I was like sobbing. And he was like,
well, we just had a different opinion. I thought we should drive home. You know, let's get
Did he look at you and say, you're crying again? I can't take it anymore. Did he say that?
Wow.
Really? That performance. Yeah. It's not real.
It's not a real performance.
We ended up spending the night, one more night in that tiny little town. We weren't supposed to. We were supposed to be back and return everything the next day. And I just didn't feel comfortable. I was like, if we break down at 3 a.m. on the desert highway road or something happens, like we're not equipped to fix this in the middle of nowhere. So anyway, good
time. So what happened?
Yeah.
So what happened?
Well, at the end, actually, it was fine. Yeah. Like,
okay.
I took it personally because I knew how to get the car on. It was just I needed a couple extra hands.
Look at this guy. How dare you doubt him?
I got this figured out.
It's all good.
I don't know if I was overly confident, but we had to figure. It was like a puzzle, and I like solving puzzles. And it was, except it was a very deadly puzzle if you did it wrong.
If you did.
So
it
long
wrong,
story yeah. short, was we got it on the flatbed. We took it back the next day. We stayed the night. It was fine. I think for us as a relate in the relationship aspect of it is, you know, I knew when I was pushing her too hard, and I was like, you know, to do it right, we probably like people will give us forgiveness, you know, if we're late bringing back the flatbed or whatever, it's not going to be a big deal, you know, but also like having to check in with Renny and say, okay, you know what, what's best for, you know, our finances isn't necessarily best for our relationship. Let's make sure that we take an extra night, stay in the middle of the desert at this little hotel and then drive back in the morning. So we did that. Interesting end to that, though, is the trailer that we had rented. One of the tires ended up blowing off.
Just shredding. The treads shredded. We didn't know. Like when you drive down the freeway and like a truck like tire like kind of shreds in the middle of it. But we've never
Yeah, we took it. We took it back to the rental, place, and they were like, "Yeah, that's not your fault. That was just a bad trailer." And I was like, "Oh,
great, good to know."
All right.
Tire hauling to stay home.
So, Chris, we're gonna walk with these two on their journey.
All right. This will be fun.
So we're gonna check back in with you guys in about a month and a half to see where you're at, want you to take our call.
Absolutely.
Like, don't leave us hanging.
We want to hear when did you say fix it in post?
3 months. They're giving themselves three months.
How did that work out, right?
Yeah, no, we're excited. We'd love to keep telling you about how I think the next step for us is finishing the film and talking to sales and distribution. So I'd love to update the audience on that.
So what's your guys' website?
So aliencountry.com. That's us on social as well. At Alien Country. Everything except for Facebook. There's a really creative country singer who sings about aliens. Not us.
So if you go to Facebook. Alien Country Movie on Facebook.
Interesting. Well. Okay. All right. I'm going to have to check that out too.
Yeah.
We're giving him lots of free press. At Alien Country pretty much everywhere.
Okay.
All right. Rennie, Boston, thank you guys so much for your time.
Fantastic.
Wish you nothing
thank
but
you.
The best.
Yep.
And we'll check in with you in a month.
Look forward to talking further soon.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
All right, guys.
Today's show is brought to you by FanDuel. Sign up online or in the app for a free 1 week trial. Playing now on FanDuel is seasons 1 through 6 of Dead Zone. This science fiction drama television series starring Anthony Michael Hall centers around a character who discovers he has developed psychic abilities after being in a coma for 6 years. That's FANDOR, the home for cinephiles.